Greece began talks today with European finance ministers to secure another bailout with less than 2 weeks until the country's current bailout expires. And Greece's new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, came to power promising to scrap parts of that deal, including some of the austerity measures associated with it. But other European leaders are hesitant to lend Greece more money without strict reforms attached. Jordan Weissman is Slate's senior business and economics correspondent. He joins us now to talk more about this. And Jordan, can you first describe what happens at the end of the month with this deadline? How does it work?
Well, I think that that's kind of the multi-billion-dollar question, right? I mean, technically, the coffers kind of run dry sometime in March, really. But it's not really clear what the hard deadlines are at this point. Today was supposed to be a very important meeting where everyone would sort of come to some sort of deal for what the European Union would like to call an extension of the previous bailout. But the Greek leaders want a bridge loan, which is basically a loan that won't have any kind of conditions on it. They just want money to tide them over until they can get a longer-term agreement. It doesn't look like they're going to come to any kind of an accord today. Just a lot of the disagreements look like they're not going to be able to be bridged at this point.
And at the other end of the spectrum, of course, is what people have been talking about for years now, and that is the so-called Grexit, the Greek exit from the Eurozone. What is the talk now about whether that might happen?
You know, again, everyone's just sort of guessing at this point. One of the interesting things about this whole showdown, this drama, is that Greece theoretically doesn't have a lot of leverage over the rest of the Eurozone. But there is one question, which is, how bad would a Greek exit be for the rest of Europe? What would it do to the entire European Union economy? And right now, the markets seem to be acting as if whatever the damage is would be contained to Greece, that it wouldn't really affect Spain or Italy or Germany that much. And so that might actually be hurting Greece's leverage in these talks a little bit. The idea is that if they leave, they're only going to be setting their own house on fire.
Although there are those who would say that if they leave and it doesn't set their own house on fire and they're able to devalue their currency and bring in more tourism and do more export business, that maybe other countries in a similar situation, and you mentioned Spain and maybe Portugal and Italy, will decide, well, why should we stay with the euro if Greece is doing okay?
I mean, I don't know many people who think Greece can exit without very, very dire consequences. You're going to have a run on the banks at that point. You're going to have a lot of fallout. You know, you've got, you know, 25% unemployment, 50% youth unemployment. It is a depression they are facing. And the fact is, though, that they've actually made moderate progress from even maybe a year ago. That said, I think that also kind of puts into perspective how some of the things they're asking for in these talks are fairly reasonable. The outlines of a deal are sort of beginning to emerge. There's talk, for instance, that maybe Greece, you know, won't be able to write down debt, but it could get some of its interest rates essentially lowered, or that they could be allowed to run a smaller primary surplus. And what that means is essentially Greece right now, it's running a budget surplus before you count debt payments. You know, instead of having to run a 4% primary surplus, they could run maybe a 2% and use some of that extra money to help out all the essentially starving families in their country, which doesn't sound unreasonable, I think, to most of the world.
Jordan Weissman of Slate, and we'll keep following this story as it develops in Europe. Jordan, thank you.
Thank you so much.